This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. The Congress is working to try to ensure that in some ways there's access to resources for people who are in need. Emergency food aid, for example, and expansion of emergency unemployment benefits. It's part of a package that the Senate gave overwhelming approval to. Fox's Rachel Sutherland continues our team coverage in Washington. This is that package that also includes free testing for coronavirus?
That's right. It does. And it also provides food assistance for people. And as you mentioned, stepped up unemployment help, although we're hearing that people who have been laid off are having trouble getting online on the sites to file for unemployment. So imagine that. And this comes as now there's going to be a new stimulus. This one could even be bigger than the $100 billion that passed. We're talking over $1 trillion. This would be a mix of direct payments to Americans and emergency loans for small businesses and the airline industry, travel industry, which has been hit so hard. There's a lot of different ideas, Rich, floating around about how to inject cash into the hands of Americans, whether it would be, how much it would be, how long it would last, and whether or not we'd have to pay it back.
The sense of urgency that we heard from Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, a couple of days ago when this was floated during that White House coronavirus task force briefing, it certainly appeared to be there. Is there a similar sense of urgency on the part of the House and Senate to maybe get action on this as early as, I mean, it's Thursday, so, and the House isn't in, maybe next week?
Yes, I think they're going to be moving quickly. They're concerned, obviously, about the Americans, but about their own families and themselves. So there are two representatives now who have tested positive for coronavirus. They're Mario Diaz-Balart of your home state of Florida, right, and Ben McAdams of Utah. They both have it. They're both recovering at home. And it's not a surprise. I mean, lawmakers who come in contact with the public and fly on airplanes a lot, so we expect that possibly to hear of more cases among the members of Congress.
We'll stay on top of developments each and every morning here on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show with Fox's Rachel Sutherland, part of our team of reporters led by Washington insider Jamie Dupree, 34 years of experience covering the Capitol. But even with all that experience, we're in territory that none of us have seen before, and so we're all kind of learning new things as we go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.